is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 13th of May, 2015. It's the birthday of the satirist Stephen Colbert, born in Washington, D.C., 1964, the youngest of 11 kids. He lost his father and two of his brothers in a plane crash when he was 10 years old, retreated into books and later the theater. It's the birthday of the poet Kathleen Jamie, born in Renfrewshire, Scotland, 1962, who said, "When we were young, we were told that poetry is about voice, about finding a voice and speaking with this voice. But the older I get, I think it's not about voice. It's about listening and the art of listening with attention." It was on this day in 1940 Winston Churchill gave his first speech as Prime Minister to the House of Commons. He'd taken over the job 3 days before. Britain was at war with Germany. The prospects were not good. Churchill was 65 years old, and he stood up in Commons, and he said, "I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I can say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might and with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark, lamentable catalogue of human crime." It's the birthday of the novelist Daphne du Maurier, born in London, 1907. She married. She was in Egypt where her husband was stationed, and she found that she was brooding over her jealousy of his first fiancé, a woman named Jan Ricardo, who had committed suicide. And that became the gist of her novel Rebecca, which became a big bestseller in 1938 and earned enough money for Daphne du Maurier to buy a castle for herself in Cornwall and to live there. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear entitled You Asked For It. There was a show on TV called You Asked For It. Viewers would write in and ask to see unusual things, such as the world's greatest slingshot expert. I watched it every week on our humble Motorola, although the only episode I can remember now is the one about the slingshot expert. He was a grown man, as I recall, and he lived in an ordinary place, like New Jersey. At a distance of 10 or 20 paces, he could pulverize one marble with another. He could hit a silver dollar tossed into the air. He was the kind of father I wanted to have, an expert shot, never missing. And I think of him now, perhaps long dead, or frail and gray, his gift forgotten, just another old guy on a park bench in Fort Lauderdale, fretting about Medicare, grateful for the sun on his back, his slingshot, useless in this new world. You Asked For It, a poem by George Bilgear, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by LegalZoom, for over 10 years, providing legal solutions for business owners, families, and individuals, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. LegalZoom.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.